This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Global Monday transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. I want to do this. I want to get into all the other news that's unfolding in the world when we come back from break. And then I'll get more into Jeffrey Epstein and how this rabbit hole has turned into a giant black hole that is literally sucking the deep state down with it, and how positive that is, and why they hate Trump so much. That said, I'm getting very frustrated by Trump not taking action on big tech censorship, and I'm getting very frustrated by him almost a week later not saying, no, we're not going to have digital red flag laws run by big tech with listening devices in your house, where they find these little microbe psychology signs. You don't say, I'm going to kill my neighbors tomorrow with this gun and get your guns taken away. You should. You don't say anything. It's just your voice is high or angry, or you're yelling and arguing a lot. And then it decides with some algorithm created by some secret group in Silicon Valley that your guns are taken. That got rolled out that supposedly the White House is looking at that last week, and then no response from the White House when there was a firestorm to it. That's incredibly dangerous as well. Trump administration considering social credit score system to determine who can buy a gun. And that story went super viral everywhere. Meanwhile, Google's always listening. Now it's watching too. With the Nest Hub Max. And they're just flaunting all of this in our faces. And going, gee, it's a little creepy. All the same text writers that knew about this a decade ago, 20 years ago, who sat there. I mean, I've had meetings with lots of Silicon Valley people, big engineers, whistleblowers. You see a lot of them on the show. And they're like, oh, yeah, I can't tell you because of the non-disclosures, but absolutely. It's just operating procedure. It's not like 50 dudes at Google know, or 30 people at Apple, or 100 people at one of these other outfits. It's system-wide. And they can go in, thousands of people at these companies, and go into your whole history. It came out that Twitter, just mainline employees there, just moderators, thousands of them, can just go into your private messages and read them, delete them, and they just brag about it. It's all funny. They're in your email. Google and Apple and all of them admit, we reserve the right to read your email. Remember 20 years ago I told you they were reading your emails on Hotmail and Google Mail? Oh, no, they're not. Now they're like, yeah, you better believe we're reading every word you say. You go and you store everything, like your private diary, with the biggest corporations in the world, who now are helping authoritarian regimes round up their own people and put them in death camps. But it's okay because they're so woke, and they let the homeless shoot up and poop on the street. Oh, look, I'm woke. I support people taking a knee during the anthem. Oh, great. I'm woke. It's all coming up. But I want to get into the election news. I want to get into the economy news. I want to get into the DOJ. It's going to have to indict McCabe. That's what members of Congress that know what's going on are saying is getting ready to happen. We know that there's been grand juries out on him for almost a year. There is so much more Coming up on the other side of this quick break, I'm Alex Jones. Remember, this is not a spectator sport. This is a situation where everybody's on the field, in the arena, whether you like it or not. So please spread the word about the broadcast. Big Tech hates it.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones.
You see, I was supposed to be off the air a couple years ago. And Hillary Clinton was supposed to be president right now. And they were supposed to be telling you that all your home devices are listening to you and your cell phone's listening and watching you. And by the way, if you don't have one, you're not trusted. And your social credit score goes down. And you won't be able to get on the train or go see a baseball game. That's all the admitted plan. And the people running it are these crazy billionaires who are transhumanists who believe they're about to merge with machines and become gods. And they're openly all over the news from the New York Times to NBC saying the post-human era is here. Thank God, because humans suck. Oh, and then in between trying to create animal-human clones for organ harvesting, which they've done, they're running child sex rings to compromise the scientific and technological elite to blackmail them towards that aim. And it turns out Jeffrey Epstein worked for Bill and Melinda Gates. He was their director of operations in their secret society at the Albert Einstein University and Institute in New York City. People keep asking, how did you know Epstein worked for Bill and Melinda Gates? Because it came out in the Wall Street Journal 11 years ago, how wonderful they are. And ABC News had them as superheroes with their heads on the Super Friends. We ought to find that clip. Dun, 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 dun. The Super Friends. You know, remember Ted Knight doing the voice for him back in the 70s and 80s? Dun, 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 dun. The Super Friends battling the Legion of Doom. And Aquaman summons three giant whales. ABC News was praising Epstein. It had his name in it. How did you know Google was listening? Why, it said right there to their shareholders. How did you know Epstein was involved in a giant cloning operation? It said so. All these old billionaires controlling trillions in assets want to live forever. They're mad scientists. And here we are, ladies and gentlemen, all these years later, living under this garbage. And then it comes out that the MIT head, that the media lab was his minion and that he was working for Bill Gates. And now Bill Gates is trying to play dumb. Bill Gates is on record in a giant PR rollout specifically done to counter us. It was admitted. I was death threatened, told you better shut up about Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. You know what, Bill? Go to hell. Because it's where you're going, buddy. You're in a game of chicken and you're going to lose. I don't give a damn what happens. As long as you go down. Yeah, if you guys want to find it, go ask Rob Dew. It's 11 years old. We've got it. It's a Super Friends intro with Bill and Melinda Gates and Ted Turner and Warren Buffett and Oprah Winfrey's heads on the superheroes. He's the one I want. No big deal. I was asking for it a few weeks ago, but someday we'll get it. No big deal. We probably did 50 reports on it. But continuing, ladies and gentlemen, this is what their goal is. This is what they're pushing, and it's a future, and you're not in it. Now, let me get into the other news that I'm going to hit after the break. Hillary Clinton and Elizabeth Warren's secret talks ignite outrage, mockery on social media. That's right, because they're getting ready to put Hillary Clinton on the ticket again. Just like you see all these other Democrats announcing now and racing right to the top of the charts. Hillary still intends to run. I told you that first. And I told you that Joe Biden's a placeholder, has had another stroke, and can't talk. And now they're saying he must have had another stroke this weekend. And it's time for him to step down and that he can't make it because he's foot in his mouth Biden. His eyes are bleeding on TV. He's a placeholder. Hillary, I've talked to people that have been in her security detail where she is on the phone to the Democrats, running the party, running the foundation, waiting like the big, fat, bloated, dandruff-covered spider that she is to come sliding down on that fetid web. Looking more like Emperor Palpatine every day. She looks like in that remake of Dracula that Keanu Reeves is in, what Dracula looks like before he starts getting younger. I mean, and again, Clinton says she's old. She radiates jack-o'-lantern satanic energy. Like when Jack Nicholson's busting through in The Shining, and he says, "Here's Johnny." Yeah, here's Johnny. I mean, she looks like that without trying, because she's evil. That evil light shines through. What a monster. And the left worships her. They worship her. And then, of course, we've got Norm Pattis, constitutional lawyer, famous criminal lawyer, all over the news constantly, all the top cases he covers. He's going to be in studio with us coming up at the end of the hour into the third hour today to cover the waterfront. And this piece of news we're going to hit first. Dem Representative Clyburn, minority whip in the House of Representatives, that's second in command, says the Bill of Rights wouldn't pass in today's climate. He admits the Democrats are coming after the guns and free speech. And hell, the Republicans aren't really doing anything to defend it either. What an amazing admission. That's a Paul Joseph Watson article that needs to fill leftist, you know's inboxes. And it ties in with this little gem. Rahm Emanuel, Medicare for all, health care for migrants, untenable for Dems, would bankrupt the country, and is impossible, and will make them lose. So why are they pushing it? Because they want to bankrupt the nation. The globalists are on the globalist payroll. The deindustrialized plan has been there. This was meant to happen. And Trump is trying to reverse it. I like Trump. Overall, he's a good guy. I've been persecuted for supporting him. That makes me kind of pig-headedly want to still defend him all the time. It's kind of like I live in a neighborhood, and I've already moved, starting to move. And the neighborhood association knows I'm Alex Jones. Most people are listeners in the area, but these few people harass me all the time. So I'm thinking about just renting the house out and actually staying there. But you know what? I don't want to be pig-headed. But it's the same kind of thing. And if Trump doesn't defend the First Amendment and doesn't stop all these cartels oppressing the people, when all the testimony in Congress shows they're lying to Congress, they are misleading people in elections, they're bragging they're planning to steal the elections, and Trump won't do anything, well, then what are we going to do? So I'm going to cover that as well, because in Russia, they've banned Google from doing push notifications the 3 days before the election, because they know Google is only doing push notifications to leftists and globalists. That's admitted. Well, what did Professor Epstein, Robert Epstein, not Jeffrey Epstein, tell Congress? And what is he even giving testimony to? He shows the facts. Of course, Google and Facebook can only do push notifications to Democrats, and that'll be 20, 30, 40 million more votes guaranteed. So Google is told in Russia, don't do that. But here, Trump won't do a damn thing. And boy, they try to keep him all cloistered. They try to keep him all walled off. We're going to go to break. Again, I'm just going to say this quickly. DNA Force Plus is PQQ, CoQ10, and a bunch of other factors that are patented and admitted and are certified, so you can say, makes telomeres last longer. It's the same thing as making them grow if they shrink slower. When the telomeres can't divide anymore, when the telomeres shrink, that's how many times your cells can divide, you know what happens. That's aging. So as close to the fountain as you're going to find, PQQ, CoQ10, all these other cofactors, very expensive to get, patented. Everybody else marks it up, again, seven times. We only mark it up 100%, then discount it right now. 50% off. Get a free bottle of carnivore digestive enzyme that's amazing. Help clean out your guts and everything from the meat and protein and fat that most people have undigested. We're meant to be more omnivores, not so much carnivores, but I love meat too. It's really great. Get a free bottle of that, but it's the last day to get the free bottle of that. It'll still be 50% off for this week. We're close to selling out. More doesn't come, it looks like, until the end of November. So get your DNA Force today, and it funds this operation. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And we have the new hyaluronic acid and nano silver and all the vitamins. Blows away what you'll find at Ulta for men and women with the silver to stop the bacteria and viruses. The new Super Silver Wound Gel in two different skin creams and two different sizes. InfoWarsStore.com. These are amazing products. Thanks for your support.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Cyborgs will exterminate us soon on every major news program. And running it is the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation taking over for the Rockefellers with their exterminist program. And you can read these articles about the Annenberg and the Knight Foundation and all the same groups that rule our country, the eugenicists. Their grandfathers funded Hitler, and now they're leading the neoliberal system, listening to us and watching us in our homes. And Jeffrey Epstein headed up their group, and they compromised many top scientists, blackmailing them with underage girls to have a scientific dictatorship, a technocracy. And it's all coming out. We're totally vindicated. It's in court hearings confirmed that the abortion clinics are keeping babies alive and selling their organs. They cut their hearts out and deliver it on the spot. Live babies. Live babies delivered to U.S. higher learning institutions. Think of the power trip at Stanford Research when they bring the baby in and they cut its heart out right there on the spot. Well, we judge as the bioethicists that this creature didn't have a future and wasn't human. The bioethics board says this Down syndrome young man needs to die. This old person needs to be killed because we judge the quality of life in the bioethics and we've gotten rid of the Hippocratic Oath of Hippocrates. They actually found the Super Friends ABC News piece from 10, 11 years ago where they were worshiping the Super Friends and how they're having a secret meeting for world government to depopulate us. Yay! Thank you, Super Friends. Here it is.
The price of admission is $1 billion and a philanthropic heart, and that meets the pricing requirements recently held in a secret meeting, a private meeting in New York City. ABC's John Berman has the scoop on who was there and what was going on.
Behind closed doors on this New York campus, a secret gathering of some of the world's most powerful people. Gates, Buffett, Bloomberg, Winfrey. It was like, well, it was like the Super Friends.
In the great hall of the Justice League, there are assembled the world's four greatest heroes.
Together with others at the meeting, including George Soros, Ted Turner, David Rockefeller, they're worth more than $125 billion.
To have been in the room and see this meeting of the minds really would have been a fascinating thing.
That much money, that much power around one table, it begs the question, what were they doing? What were they scheming? Total world domination? This group, together for 6 hours, was talking about charity, education, emergency relief, global health.
All my friends are philanthropic. Well, they probably wouldn't be my friends.
An official at the Gates Foundation told ABCNews.com the overwhelming reason for the meeting was need. That was the issue that galvanized everyone to participate. Together, they've given away $70 billion since 1996. And with the sagging economy, their help could be just what struggling charities need.
Charities are hurting, and somebody has to speak for all these charities. And if they want philanthropy to be robust in the future in the United States, these are the people where you really want to be talking about it.
The new Superman and Wonder Woman. The super rich friends. Not fighting bad guys, but fighting for good nonetheless. For Good Morning America, John Berman, ABC News, New York.
Yes, apparently one of the things they discussed was what each of them knows about what really works and what doesn't work, so they can concentrate their
resources. Thank goodness. But actually, the Wall Street Journal said they're having a secret meeting because they're setting up a world government and planning for depopulation. And then we know what they actually carry out. Airborne mosquitoes carrying viruses to kill you, pathogens added to vaccines to sterilize you. We know specifically what they do, what their end game is, and what their plan is. And now it's come out that Jeffrey Epstein was heading the group up, organizing it for them, and then recruiting top scientists and compromising them with sex operatives. You don't just think spy agencies try to set people up for, you know, intelligence about what they're going to do politically. No, it's all about missiles and viruses and secrets and codes and processors and quantum mechanics. Now it's all over the news, ladies and gentlemen. That's who these people are. Meanwhile, Hillary Rodham Clinton has been a globalist gopher in power for 40 years, one way or another. And now her and Elizabeth Warren have been meeting in secret again. Meeting in secret. You know, you go back to Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and all of them. You know, they were supposedly all worth only about $50, $60 billion back then apiece. But now they're all worth over $100 billion apiece. You see, they put their money into tax-free foundations and they get all the profits out of it. When you're in their club, you don't pay taxes. Warren Buffett was the biggest recipient of the banker bailout in 2008. Just type it in. It said McClatchy. Even Bloomberg reported it. Warren Buffett, biggest recipient of 2008 bailout, $487 billion. Let's see if my memory serves. I said that ABC News report was from 11 years ago. You notice it was from 1 month shy of 11 years ago. Let's see if I'm right. Let's see if my brain is accurate. Because here we are, ladies and gentlemen, with this eugenics ruling class of mad scientists. Their grandfathers put syphilis in vaccines and gave it to black people. Their fathers gave my grandmother polio, live virus, and they told her you got it from the shot 1 week after she took it. It ate most of the nerves in her body. She lived in 92 and was a tough lady, but she was in excruciating pain the rest of her life, even for a while in an iron lung in Dallas. Oh, and Dr. Salk knew. There's a video of his apprentice laughing. Well, we knew it was infected. A lot of people got polio from it. A lot of people got SV40 cancer. About 100 million died from it. But he said, there are too many people anyways. It's like Salk. Step aside. Bayer, remember, came out 15 years ago. I can play the newscast that if you like. Back then, even NBC News reported it. Bayer Pharmaceutical in Australia and France, it came out in court. The head executives knew they were putting HIV and hepatitis in all the Factor VIII product was made from blood. And they said in the minutes, so what? We'll lose a couple hundred million if we recall this, but who cares? There are too many hemophiliacs. We're doing the world a favor. See, survival of the fittest. They're using medicine to kill you and your family. And, yeah, some folks went to jail in France. Nobody went to jail even in Australia, and nobody went to jail here. You know why? Because Bayer's been given liability protection. You know, why don't you ever think there's any lawsuits with the vaccines? Because there's a secret fund set up in 84. Oh, why don't you think there's no lawsuits dealing with the cell phone radiation admittedly giving you cancer? Because the courts don't allow it. Because they're controlled. And there's certain things the judges know. You don't touch this. You don't discuss this. You don't go there. Oh, and guess where? You're like, how are they getting contaminated blood at Bayer to begin with? Why would they do that? Oh, Hillary Clinton, one more notch on her belt, and Bill, they were personally paid over $20 million by the company. They would take the blood out of state prisons in Arkansas, and they would let people give blood even every week. The report looked like concentration camp guards. I had the medical doctor who exposed it all on the show. He got firebombed 2 days after he was on. Firebombed, yeah. And they would ship the blood out of Arkansas, knowing it all had HIV, to Canada. And then Bayer would make it lovingly. They wanted it. They wanted it. And then they'd ship it all over the world to kill all the hemophiliacs. To kill them slowly. Kill them slowly, liberally. Take the vaccines, eat the GMO. Glyphosate's good for you. Band.video. is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, being absolutely, completely vindicated up one side and down the other does not make me pleased. Watching them all over the nightly news, newspapers, I mean, I walk by newsstands, I turn on the news, it's like, everything's listening to you in your house for years, watch what you say, it's no big deal, just accept it. And this will help save people if the computers hear a crime in your house. Just beyond 1984, It's here. And, oh, yeah, pedophiles run the government. And, yeah, we're devil worshipers. And, yeah, we're going to take your kids away from you. And, yeah, China's going to run the planet. And we have human-animal clones. And I don't want to put up with this. I don't want to watch all this happen. And then I see Hollywood absolutely gutting this nation psychically, at least trying to. Yeah, Paul Watson writes a lot of great articles, and I sent him a trailer for this show, movie called Cuck, about a white guy that's mad that he can't get a job, so he goes out and starts killing minorities. And that's Hollywood trying to spur mentally ill people to actually do that. And the truth is, the white guy, it was an accurate movie, the black guys don't have jobs either. But then I told Paul, and I love him to death, I said, hey, Hollywood is actually ordering the financing. They're only buying films that are going to cause a race war. I said, our fellow friend that works here, you're friends with him. They actually like each other, this employee or this crew member, this consultant. Actually went over and just saw Paul and his girlfriend. My associate brought his girlfriend. They just hung out for a week, over in London together. I'm like, if you don't believe me, call him. I sent him to Sundance. And he was there in the meetings. They just admitted in these big meetings, we're here to overthrow things and as much venom as we can and just poison America. And Paul's like, all right, maybe I'll add it to the story. It's like, I just broke that there are black sites that Obama set up operating inside China, run by U.S. contractors, torturing not just al-Qaeda and ISIS people, but others. You understand how dangerous it is to report that. You understand that's real. I mean, that's from people that were there. This is real. This is beyond WikiLeaks stuff. And it's just, and I love Paul, but we're all too close to this. We're saying, yeah, big deal. And that's where they want to get us, you see. Where, yeah, okay, there have been animal-human clones for 40 years, just like Alex Jones said. Big deal. Well, let's see them. What are you doing with them? Don't worry about it. There's a total breakaway civilization. The future's here. It's not equally distributed. And they've got some psycho plan they're running that I've reverse-engineered. Because I only know what they admit's going on, and it was already science fiction land 25 years ago when I started really discovering all this. I mean, it was in medical white papers and mainline grants that they had animal-human clones 20 years before I got on air. That's 45 years ago. Can you imagine what's really going on? It was in white papers that they were listening to you over your Scientific Atlantic cable boxes 23 years ago. I broke one open on air on my local access show. And then people obviously from the Army physically attacked me in a parking lot 2 days later and told me I was dead next time I did it. But I beat the hell out of them, too. I mean, you understand what we've gone through to bring you this information, that they've ordered people to come physically attack me so I'd shut up about it? Well, I'm not shutting up about the black sites in China. They better be shut down. Or all this crap. There's absolutely no bottom to this. This is pure evil. Because I don't fear any of you. I fear God. I want to be with God. I do not want to go with you. I do not want to spend eternity with my spirit rubbing up next to you. No way. No way. And I really feel sorry for people that are scared of evil and cozy up to it because they think they're getting along with the power structure and that they're getting some glee out of it. You're fools. There's no working with the devil ever. I'll just play these videos when we come back, when Norm Pattis, First Amendment lawyer, constitutional lawyer, famous criminal lawyer, joins us in studio. Democrat Rep. Claiborne, the Bill of Rights wouldn't passed in today's climate, which is true. And Rahm Emanuel basically says the same thing. What are they really doing there? Knowing that what they're doing is super unpopular, is they're playing good cop, bad cop? Or is it more than that? Because even if you're somewhat evil, you got to know getting rid of all these checks and balances is not going to end well. Why would we butcher America and sell it out when America could dominate the globe? Even if you're an evil person, America's in position for that. But see, it's spiritual. Because America has been a Christian nation and a Renaissance nation, has that ethos. It has those bona fides. It must be destroyed. It's the big spiritual prize. Not power, not money, not freedom, not incredible technological developments. But the spirit in control of the planet wants to hurt good things. You know, why does a serial killer want to kidnap a three-year-old child and rape him and torture him and have him beg for mommy? That sounds like hell on earth to a normal person. But to somebody like that, that sounds like Beethoven's Ninth. Using up little kids. Sucking their souls out. That's what they do. And I'm going to be the top psychiatrist to the psychopaths, to the serial killers. I'll tell you, they have nightmares. They're tortured by demons. They're only alive when they're killing somebody innocent. And then it's like electricity and light. And they feel so good. And you have to understand, when you see a Jeffrey Epstein or a Bill Gates or any of these people, you look at them, that's who they are, folks. They are gone. They're puppets. They've turned themselves over to an energy, ancient and twisted and evil. All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back, play those clips, and get to a lot more next hour. But if you want to turn yourself over to these predators, be my guest, but get the hell out of my way. Because the Bible tells you everything you need to know. Get behind me, Satan. Humans are innovating. We're trailblazing. We're building. The devil just steals and destroys and twists and counterfeits. And we just need to get this satanic world government system behind us. Get the Clintons and the Bushes and the Chi-Coms behind us. And we can do anything together. And we will do it together. But you've got to know it's spiritual. You've got to make the decision. The treasure's all there. And you won't want the treasure anymore once you get the real treasure. It's all tinfoil. It's all jokes. It's all crap. I mean, it's a weird feeling because I used to kind of like people thinking I was tough or famous or I had a little bit of ego. Man, all I have is mission now. It means nothing. Hollywood, rock stars, power, money, nothing, nothing, nothing. But the mission means everything. Knowing these scum can keep babies alive and sell their organs and think they're going to get away with it, that keeps me up at night. Man, they just think they're so smart. They think they're so – here's the good news. They're not so smart anymore, are they? They're scared. That's good. I want them to be scared. See, because I don't want to hurt little children. I want to hurt you. And I'm going to hurt you politically. And I'm going to make sure at the end of the day you don't get any more innocence to drag into hell with you. Because we're going to knock the dust off our feet in the next phase of humanity, and you're going to be a memory and an example of what not to be. You're going to be the textbook of what evil slaves are and what we aren't. We're going to be right back with Norm Pattison studio and a ton of clips. The real transmission's about to begin. Fire up your human spirit. Fire up your will. Fire up your life force. Embrace life. Reject death. Feel the power God gave you. Feel your sails full of that air, of that spirit.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Another world, another world, another time, in the age of wonder, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time, his Bible's green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And Norm Pat is riding shotgun with us for the whole next hour. He's here to tell us what he wants to get into. There's a lot of subjects to cover. Famous constitutional lawyer, criminal lawyer, you name it. He'll be on Dateline tonight with the big missing woman case that he's the lawyer on, defense lawyer up in Connecticut. Briefly, though, ultimate bone broth, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, purest bone broth you're going to find from chicken. Then it's got the chaga mushroom. It's got the bee pollen. It's got the alfalfa. It's got all the things known for bones, ligaments, strength. It tastes pretty good, but if you mix it in with whey and then fruit and stuff, it tastes amazing. You mix it with milk, it tastes like Ovaltine if it's mixed in with some fruit and sugar. But you have to order a lot of this when you do it. And we are close to selling out of it. We're not going to probably have more because it's about a 4 to 5 month lead time until I'm going to reorder it as soon as we sell out. That'll have the money to be able to reorder. And we probably won't have it until, I would think, May of next year. And a lot of you love bone broth. It's in our top five bestsellers. There are others out there that cost $40, $50, $60 that aren't even as strong or as good as this. This has the turmeric in it as well. It's got just a lot of amazing things in it, and people love it. InfoWarsStore.com has it at 50% off, $24.95, and your purchase of this makes our broadcast possible. Our ancestors knew the power of simmering down bones and joints into a super health tonic known as bone broth. Every culture did it. This sacred tradition was not just important to ancient man. It could mean the difference between life and death. Man was in constant state of hunting and being hunted, and the powerful minerals and collagen in bone broth were essential to a lot of studies show making our brains grow bigger, making us stronger, taller. Generations later, we have forgotten about the ancient health secret our ancestors cherished. They used to grind up bones and put it into the bread. Remember, fee, fi, fo, fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman, be he alive or be he dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread. That's at least 600-year-old nursery rhyme or story. But just documents that they would grind up bones and put it in the bread that has all the minerals. That's when InfoWars Life developed the ultimate bone broth formula. Our exclusive formula harnesses the ancient power of bone broth and cutting-edge nutritional science to support healthy digestion, muscles, tendons, and so much more. Ultimate bone broth comes in 7 key superfoods and compounds for an extremely affordable price. It's a good deal at $45, but I can tell you at $24.95, it's an amazing deal. And, again, we're going to have some of the best sales ever, because we're selling out of all these products at low prices to make sure we can even order them for next year. Because I could do a catch-22 here and just I could, you know, sell all of our inventory out and operate for a year just fine. But then I'd never reorder. We'd have to shut down. That's how close we are on the margins in this fight going into this critical election year. So get a great bone broth. Try it out. See the effects for yourself. Get some X2. Get some DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Get a T-shirt, whatever. Support the broadcast. Sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off of your future orders. Cancel anytime. A lot of other specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Just know this. You are the patrons that make this all possible. It's not the sponsors. That funds the network. Less than 5% of our funding now is sponsorship. You've seen the boycotts, the attacks, all of it. We are direct sales to you. That's how we fund the operation. So thank you. You are the InfoWar. And all the devastating stuff we roll out, the fearlessness, it's all there because you provided the platform. So I'm very, very thankful to all of you. Well, constitutional lawyer Norm Pattis is here with us. He's got a lot he wants to cover. And I always kind of dive in when he's here instead of letting him up front. We haven't done any pre-talking about what he wants to cover or not much. Tell us, what do you want to cover in the next hour?
Well, you know, I was listening with great attention to everything you had to say today, and we talked briefly this morning about talking about the threat to the Bill of Rights and whether it could be passed today. And I have my doubts. When I was watching you talk about the algorithms, what's going on in China, big tech, big Chi-Com, so to speak, taking over the world, I thought, yeah, absolutely. And let me tell you something. Those fights go on daily in courtrooms. And I can talk about each one of the 10, or, well, 9 of the 10 amendments with great particularity about what's going on in courts. Take a look at the First Amendment, for example. But before we go to particular amendments, ask yourself the following. Would we even bother with the First Amendment today? You know, I heard you talking about Jeff Epstein in the social media lab at MIT. I don't know if you've had a chance yet, Alex, to read Alex Pentland's Social Physics, an absolutely terrifying book. Remember B.F. Skinner, who thought that freedom was an illusion, and if we only understood well enough everything that led to our behavior, we could engineer happiness?
He told us that we were machines, that we didn't have souls, that we didn't have free will.
And that's Pentland's dream. By harvesting big data, and let's remember, where is the biggest market for big data with fewest restrictions? China. You can develop an algorithm that predicts what it is to make us happy. We've talked before about Shoshana Zuboff's book on the age of surveillance capitalism. My fear is that we can compose an algorithm for maximum efficient use of resources.
There's an attack on free will.
And put the invisible hand, Adam Smith's invisible hand, will no longer be invisible. It'll be Big Brother or Big Other. And so where do we see Big Other chipping away at our freedoms? The First Amendment. Conformism, hate speech.
Oh, that's right. They're trying to target the invisible hand that is the will of the people. So they're trying to get rid of like votes on Facebook and on Google. It's why Rotten Tomatoes are trying to get away from the people being able to vote what movies they like, because it's always the opposite of what the critics say. They're trying to literally create a system where we're not given choice.
They're trying to silence this network, in part. They're trying to silence it because they're uncomfortable with the fact that you're calling them out on what's going on in this country. And in courtrooms in Connecticut, in courtrooms in Texas, there are fights against InfoWars because they want InfoWars off the air. That your speech, I haven't heard a thing on the air today that ought not to be protected and cherished by any freedom-loving patriot. You're raising questions about what's going on in the country, who's pulling the strings, and what direction we're tending. Isn't that what a republic is? Cicero nailed it back in Roman times. He said a republic, a res publica, is not just any collection of people. It's a people bound together with common interests and common conceptions of right. They're afraid of the marketplace of ideas right now, and they want to silence outspoken people. The First Amendment is under threat. I love the fact that you've created the new video site. I hadn't heard of it until the
band.video.
I think that's a fantastic
idea.
We need
a lot more contributors, but right now it's very easy to use, works like an app, works on everything, band.video. It's got Paul Watson's, my info, David Nido and Troyer, and now, of course, we're also going to have on there Firepower, starting with Will Johnson. We're going to be carrying his show, starts tonight, 7 to 9, and we're going to have a lot more contributors there so people can upload other places, but know they can upload here when they're contributors and know that it's going to be there and not going to be taken down.
Well, watch what will happen. There'll be an effort to take it down somehow. I mean, I think, you know, at the forefront right now, even in the New York Times last week, there were discussions about trying to change the Communications Decency Act so that people who stream other people's content can't restrict it based on ideas. You've been restricted by Facebook. I keep urging you, bring an action against Facebook. You may not win it, but...
Well, you're here this week. You're here to talk about filing suit. We got Barnes coming in. We're getting ready to file some suits, so that's why you're here.
Good. Well, let's get it done. Second Amendment, I don't think anything needs to be said to your listeners about that. It is under siege. I love the picture of Native Americans. It says, give us your guns, we'll make you safe. Yeah, Native Americans gave it up, and now where are they? They're on reservations, they're living on plantations. I didn't think there was anything to be said about the Third Amendment, but one of your people brought out the fact that there was recently an interesting lawsuit in Henderson, Nevada, involving the Mitchell family. Police were doing surveillance of a domestic violence situation, and the police decided they wanted the Mitchell home to give them a vantage point to surveil what was going on in that target home. They threw them out of their own home. The Third Amendment said you cannot be forced to quarter the sovereign.
Quarter troops. The state can't use your house for something.
Now I've actually lived long enough to see a Third Amendment case.
I forgot that case I sent you. Will you guys print the article from InfoWars on Friday? It was in the Don Salazar article, I think. In Michigan, a man jailed for criticizing judge on Facebook. Because the judge gave the girl to his wife, the baby died in his ex-wife's custody, and then he criticized the judge and they arrested him.
Yeah, and there was no true threat there. I mean, you know, the true threat doctrine under the First Amendment says that, you know, if you threaten a person or create a fear that they're going to come under violence, you may have committed a crime. There's a lot to be said about that, and the United States Supreme Court will have to weigh in. But that wasn't even close to true threat. That was PC abandonment of the First Amendment's protection on vigorous speech. If we cannot stand in the streets, sit on the air, write letters, go to the newspapers and say to those who govern us, you're wrong, we demand better. If they have the right to silence us, we're done as a result.
Well, it's like Tucker Carlson said like a year and a half ago when I started really getting banned. He said, Jones isn't being banned because what he's saying is not true. He's doing it because people are listening, and it's scaring the system. He said people can smell the truth. And I'm not trying to brag about us. I'm covering all this crazy stuff that's been admitted in government white papers and in MIT documents and things, but isn't pop knowledge. But notice all of this human cloning and devices listening to you and secret societies. It's all becoming mainline because they can't hide it anymore.
Well, and let's talk about the Fourth Amendment and privacy and surveillance in your own home. I was stunned by what I was watching on your show this morning about the various listening devices now tuning in on us. 1984 is today. The government is in our home. It's watching us. It's surveilling us. And there is a desire to create predictive policing. If you hear me engaging in an incendiary talk with my wife, maybe it'll be a knock at the door tomorrow.
Let's talk about that. You guys, print me that article about Trump considering the red flag stuff with big tech and the one about grabbing the dad.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.